Doc Wallach, of course, is one of the leading proponents of natural supplements and health, and here he is back on Coast to Coast. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you, George. It's always good to talk with you.
Lots have happened since you've been away. People are eating well. They're getting healthier thanks to you and Pharmacist Ben. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I just put on a meeting tonight in Dallas, Texas. Last week I was in L.A. It had 2,300 people.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I guess they took our suggestion and put your appearances up on the criticalhealthnews.com website.
Well, that was good advice. Thank you, sir.
So what is new with you these days, in addition to travel?
Well, we're doing a lot of hair analysis, George, because I can determine who's going to be a school shooter, just like these people up in Colorado that just had the school shootings. I can pick them out with a hair analysis because they have a deficiency of a particular nutrient. The same nutrient deficiency will cause people to commit domestic violence, suicide. They can be mass murderers, shooters. This one nutrient deficiency will cause this behavior. And I think that all schools should have this hair analysis test before, you know, the term begins. I think anybody who applies to get a gun permit should have this test. And we, you know, in, you know, just 48 to 72 hours, if they're going to be a hazard to issue a permit and a license to them to get a gun.
Jeez, tell me more. At what point must they be very deficient for you to be able to make that kind of observation?
Well, they have to be 10% below the optimal amount.
That's not a lot, is it?
No. It's very fragile. And this was a study done in 27 states. Tens of thousands of people are involved. It's extremely well documented. It's written up in great detail in my book, Rare Earths Ventures. In Chapter 11, it tells people how to collect the hair, how to box it up, where to ship it to. In 2 weeks, you get the results back, and it tells you how to determine the results, and, you know, interpret the results. And this will also tell you if you're going to die suddenly of a heart attack or you're playing sports. It'll also tell you those kinds of things. And, of course, I've done 1,700 autopsies in kids in one project in 6 weeks' time. 1,700 autopsies on kids, George, that were deficient in another nutrient, and they died of the sudden heart death that you see in athletes. And so I think that this hair analysis should be implemented like in August, you know, a month before the beginning of school year. It should be done certainly a month before anybody begins training for a sport. I think all police officers should have this test. I think all people who join the military should have this test, and teachers should have the test and so on. Anybody getting a gun license or a gun permit should get this test. And we will solve a lot of problems.
How easy is it, Doc, to increase the deficiency and make it normal?
Well, I like people to supplement for 2 months and then do another hair analysis, and it'll pick it up very quickly, you know, where you're at. And the beauty of this hair analysis test will also tell you if you're low, is it because you're malabsorbing, or is it because you are just not getting access to this nutrient? And so malabsorption is a big problem. You can supplement with the nutrient, but if you're malabsorbing, it comes out the other end in the toilet. And, you know, there's an old adage, George. People say you are what you eat. You've been around. You've heard that.
Sure.
And that's absolutely not true. You're not what you eat. You are what you absorb. So absorption efficiency is extremely important. And so this test, with no extra cost, and it costs like about $100 to do one of these tests. But it's life-saving. We won't have any more school shootings. We can pick up, policemen who are going to do aggressive things. We can pick up military people who are going to die suddenly during boot camp. We can pick up people who are going to die, you know, training for sports. And it's a different nutrient than the one that's deficiency than one who is going to be a shooter. And so it's very well documented. Again, 27 states were involved in the survey, tens of thousands of people, and it's extremely well done. It's very, very accurate, and so there's no doubt the results are unimpeachable.
No, that's amazing. And, of course, you know I'm going to ask you what the name of that nutrient is.
Well, do you want to know?
Yes.
Okay, it's called lithium.
Oh, we've all heard of lithium.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it is a supplement. It's for mood, isn't it?
Well, lithium, of course, is one of our minerals. And so it's in the Youngevity products. I think we have about 8 products that have the lithium in it. And ours are the plant minerals, very, very absorbable. And it varies in the location. In other words, nutritional minerals of all kinds, including lithium, do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. And so on one block in a city, you can have a lot of lithium in that area. And somebody has a garden in the back, they may be getting some lithium in the carrots they're growing there. And then on the other side of the street, people are growing the same carrots, and there's no lithium. Of course, it's not required by plants, but plants will suck it up if it's in the soil. So the only way you can guarantee that everybody's going to get enough to avoid domestic violence and suicide and being a mass murderer and school shooter and that sort of thing, you have to supplement. And, of course, the way to determine whether you're absorbing or not absorbing, what your levels are, is the hair analysis. There's no blood test. There's no EKG. There's nothing like that that will tell other than a hair analysis.
We're with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call, there are people there who will give you advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Are you saying, though, that if you tested 10 people who are all deficient in lithium, all of those 10 people would be prone to these kinds of acts?
That is correct. And, of course, if they're deficient in other nutrients, it contributes to the degree of that behavior. In other words, there's some people who are aggressive, with road rage. But it never gets any farther than that, yelling and waving their hands at people and screaming at them and so forth. But if they're a little more deficient, if they're, say, just 5% more deficient, it goes into this guy's going to go home and get his gun and come back and shoot you.
Or chase you or something like that.
Yeah, or run you over with his car, yeah. And so it's a matter of degrees, like all things, it's a matter of degrees. And, again, this is very well documented in the study, and all the details are in this book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And it's we can eliminate these things in America and the world by just doing a hair analysis and supplementation.
That's dramatic. I mean, you ought to get to, now, what are you doing besides this program to get the word out about this?
Well, I'm lecturing all over the place. Again, sometimes it's 2,300 people, sometimes it's 100 people. I do my regular radio show 2 hours Monday through Friday. I'm on 1,220 stations now. Anytime you can have a simple ID of any condition, whether it's diabetes or cancer, arthritis, Alzheimer's disease, or aggressive, dangerous behavior to your neighbors, your community, that's extremely useful.